A sublime exchange. Profound suffering can sometimes awaken our hearts and minds and open them to others. There is a particular practice whose purpose is to turn this opening into a lasting state. It consists of mentally exchanging the suffering of others for our own happiness, and also in wishing that our own suffering may stand for the suffering of others. This is done through the vehicle of the breath. Perhaps we think we have enough problems already, and it's asking too much to add to our burden by taking on the suffering of others. However, what happens as a result of this practice is just the opposite. Experience shows that when we mentally take on, transform, and dissolve the suffering of others through compassion, not only does that not increase our own suffering, but it dispels it. The reason for this is that altruistic love and compassion are the most powerful antidotes there are to our own pain. So this is a situation where everybody wins. On the other hand, self-centered dwelling on our suffering, reinforced by the constant refrain of me, me, me that it causes to resonate in our head, undermines our courage and increases our distress. But by breaking the spell of our self-centeredness, altruistic contemplation of the suffering of others greatly enhances our compassionate courage and our resolve to dispel their suffering. This practice of exchange is a particularly effective means of developing altruism and compassion through meditation. As a result of it, when we actually come face to face with the suffering of others, we will be naturally inclined to behave in a compassionate manner and offer to help. Meditation. Begin by feeling a strong sense of altruistic love towards a person who has been very good to you. Your mother, for example. Think about her kindness. She gave you life after having gone through the difficulties of pregnancy and the pains of childbirth. As you grew up, she took care of you without sparing her strength. She put your happiness before her own and was always ready to sacrifice everything for you. In order to arouse strong compassion, imagine that your mother is undergoing intense suffering, that she lacks everything she needs, that she is dying of hunger and thirst, and is being treated badly. Imagine other painful situations she is facing. You can do this for any person you have chosen as the object of your meditation. It could be a child, a loyal friend, or an animal that you love. You could also imagine, for example, a doe pursued by hunters and their pack of dogs. Cornered and filled with panic, she jumps off a cliff and breaks her bones. The hunters find her dying and finish her off with their knives. Picture all kinds of suffering in your mind with graphic precision. Imagine old or sick people suffering from the agonies of disease, poor people who barely have enough to live on. Think of those who have been deprived of everything they need, and also of people who are victims of their own minds and are being driven mad by desire or hatred. Do not forget to include in your love and compassion all those people you consider to be your enemies and who cause you trouble. Visualize in front of you all humanity gathered into an immense crowd, and recall that, like you, they have suffered in many ways through an infinite cycle of lifetimes. When an intense feeling of compassion arises, begin the practice of exchange. Think that as you breathe out, along with your breath, you send out to those who are suffering all your happiness, your vitality, your good fortune, your health, and so on, in the form of refreshing and radiant white nectar. Imagine that you give them these benefits without any reserve, and that this nectar fulfills all their needs. If their life is in danger, imagine it is prolonged. If they are poor, imagine they receive whatever they need. If they are sick, imagine they are healed, and if they are miserable, imagine they find happiness. As you breathe in, imagine you are taking upon yourself, in the form of a dark mass, all the illness, physical and mental problems, as well as the emotional disturbances of these beings, and that this exchange relieves their torments. Imagine their suffering comes back to you like a mist blown by the wind. When you have absorbed, transformed, and eliminated all their pain and trouble, feel a great joy, mixed with a feeling of non-attachment. Repeat this practice many times until it becomes second nature. Never think you have done enough for those who are suffering. This method can be applied at any time, in any circumstances, and in particular when you yourself are suffering. In this case, generating altruism and compassion opens your heart to other people, instead of letting your pain push you deeper into self-centered distress. As a bonus, it also acts like a soothing balm on your own pain. You can do this exercise at any time, in and out of meditation sessions, and apply it to all activities of your daily life. Variation 1. As you breathe out, think that your heart is a brilliant shining sphere from which rays of white light stream out, bringing happiness to all beings in all directions. As you breathe in, take in the torments of all beings in the form of a dense dark cloud that penetrates into your heart and dissolves into a mass of white light without leaving a trace. Variation 2. Imagine your body multiplies itself into an infinite number of forms that reach the far ends of the universe, taking on all the suffering of all beings they encounter and offering them their happiness. Then, your body transforms into clothing for those who are cold, into food for those who are hungry, and into a refuge for those who are shelterless. Then you become a wish-fulfilling gem, somewhat larger than your body and sparkling like a magnificent blue sapphire that naturally satisfies all the needs of anyone. This practice allows you to associate your breathing with the development of compassion. It is very simple and can be used at any moment in your daily life. When you are sitting on a train, waiting in line or in a traffic jam, or just when you are enjoying a respite from your everyday activities.